Patrick Queen is one subplot. Deontay Johnson is another. My friend Limits is predicting Deontay to make a play in this game. You know what? I actually think so, too. I think he's going to make a big play.
He is. Like that's just how these things happen.
Let me refine that. I think he's going to make a big play for one of two teams in the game, either the Steelers or the Ravens, and I'm not sure which one yet. It could be the Steelers that he makes a big play for. When did he talk, Limits, and what did he say?
Deontay was talking about that he is still tight with some of the Steelers. He also mentioned that he can't wait to get back to Pittsburgh. Let's talk about getting back home. I guess it would be home.
Is it weird being on the other side of this one now?
Yeah, it is. Just like being back in that stadium where it all started, you know, it's going to be different. I actually never been in a away locker room. That's going to be different for me, but like I'm ready to get back there just to meet, see the good people that I, you know, made relationships with and stuff like that. But other than that, it's a big moment for me.
So what kind of play do you think Deontay is going to make?
Third and 8 at the 43-yard line. Jackson steps back to pass, looks, throws over the middle. Caught, Deontay Johnson. First down with 5 minutes left in the game. The Ravens sustain their drive in a tie ball game looking to score. And you know what will happen next?
Wow.
Justin Tucker will miss a field goal. The Steelers will get the ball, go down and score and win the game.
Are we both thinking the Ravens are going to win this game?
No, I don't think so.
I do think so. I agree with Hokie. However, I think it's going to be what mostly Steelers-Ravens has been, mostly, and that is maybe last team with the ball. I mean, I can think Limits off the top of my head. So many games. Whether it was Flacco coming here and did he throw over Ike or Deshae in the corner of the end zone, they wind up winning a division that night. They drove the ball down the field. Santonio Holmes all those years ago at the goal line. Antonio with the immaculate extension, Najee with a nice catch off of a Kenny Pickett throw, Deontay helped them win two times against the Ravens. He caught two touchdowns from Ben, they won that game late. And then last year, wasn't that the touchdown in the rain last year?
Yes, after Deontay went a whole year without catching a touchdown.
That's right, I forgot about Deontay's little touchdown drought. So the vast majority of these games come down to sometimes a kicker, sometimes a final drive. I think that Lamar's going to have a really good game. You know, I think at some point the numbers have to even out with him, don't they? Over time?
Yeah, because he's that good. You would think that that would be the case. But also, Joe, I mean, the Steelers have won 7 out of the last 10 against Baltimore. I mean, that's commanding. And you would think that the Ravens are just due because they're Baltimore. They're so well run. This is their best offense in terms of total pieces. Like Derrick Henry is a first ballot Hall of Famer.
It's the best offense they've ever brought into a Steeler game.
There's no doubt about that. Because the quarterback's at the top of his game and Henry's maybe the third best running back in football.
Did you find the Deshaun Elliott clip yet?
I was scouring for it.
That's another way of saying no.
I didn't get a chance to ask
Deshaun,
you if this is the one you wanted.
Elliott leaves ex-Raven teammate speechless with subtle shot. I think we have to hear that at some point. I think I also agree with Hokie that the Ravens' defense is a little bit better than being given credit for. Rob Long decidedly did not agree with that yesterday when he joined us from 105.7. He said they stink. And he wonders if it's the new coordinator and scheme and things like that. I just have to believe that they're better than the numbers. I mean, what do you mean I have to believe? I've watched them. I know the personnel. We all do. We see the Ravens. They can't be this bad. They can't be.
Well, Lamar
I thought Joe Burrow made unbelievable plays against them. They were chasing him down. And I don't know how he escaped a couple times. He did have open receivers. He did. There's something wrong with the secondary there, and it's going to get more wrong if there's no Kyle Hamilton. So I'm thinking both teams are going to score in this game. Here's a preliminary score for you, O Limitless Wonder. Ravens 31, Steelers 30. You like that?
Ooh, a shootout.
A shootout.
Over
yes.
60 points in the game. I don't think they're going to reach 50.
What's your score right now?
24-21 Steelers.
Oh, yeah, you already said that. And
yes.
I apologize for that. Some of the scores, man, look at this. Neither team has reached 20 since December 5th, 2021. Did you know that?
No, but a texter pointed out that 9 of the last 10 games were decided by one score as well.
Well, here are the games. January 6th last year, 17-10 Steelers. October 8th last season, 17-10 Steelers. You didn't even know they won by the same score both times last year, did you?
Yes.
No, you didn't. Neither did I. The one before that, Steelers 16, Ravens 13. Kenny DiNaggi. The one before that, Ravens 16, Steelers 14. They couldn't stop Anthony Brown from converting a third down late in the game. 16-13 in overtime before that. 20-19 before that. This is unbelievable. These scores, are they not? Nobody ever gets to 20 points, so why do I think it's going to be a shootout? And why is there a giant ad in the middle of this series? 20-19, 19-14. The last high-scoring game was 2020, 28-24 Steelers. Ravens win by blowout. That's unusual back then. 26-23. When was the last time one of these teams hit 30 in a game?
Bob Spillane had a pick six in that game in Baltimore in 2020.
Yeah, he did.
To start the game.
That's exactly right, and they held on desperately at the end. When's the last time either team hit 30, Wonder Twin?
2017.
No, actually, you're right. The Immaculate Extension game. Steelers 39, Ravens 38. That was a legendary game. So, yes, clearly there's not many shootouts, but guess what? This is going to be one of them. Ravens 31, Steelers 30. Did you find that clip? Oh, my God.
Limits. Well, I wanted to listen to it first because I know that that podcast is prone to some profanity.
Yes. So if we need to use the dump button, we might want to do that, is what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Fan, oh, before we get to Fan weather, did you hear the Callis news today? What happened with Nicholas Callis at 6 in the morning? So, there was a person who called up wanting to date him? Is that what happened?
My understanding, and briefly hearing it talking to the morning show guys, is somebody called in is very...
Harry Callis, of course.
Very interested in Harry.
Yeah.
And wants to go out with Harry. Maybe the texter.
My understanding, she's in her... How old is she?
That I don't know. Maybe the texters can inform us a little bit more about what we might have missed, but...
Could we perhaps listen to a clip at some point in the show?
I can try to find it.
Crowley? Yeah. I don't want to jump to any conclusions here.
Maybe Callis will put it in his notes. They haven't come out yet.
When do they come out? The show's been over for 3 hours.